morning. This is Rex Leitz.
Good morning, Rex. This is Carrie.
Hey, Rex.
Hey,
Carrie.
I appreciate it.
Hey, this is Glenn Brady online.
Hi, this is Joan.
Morning, Joan.
Glenn, this is Sarah. I don't know if you heard me before I'm on.
Oh, okay. Now, are you back from travel or still on the road?
No, I'm back quarantining until I get my COVID test back, which is so dumb. But anyway, here I am.
And, yeah, Charlie is unable to make it, so hopefully as soon as Dana and our Carrie and Clink, are you guys online yet?
I'm here. Glenn will be on momentarily.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
Hey, Glenn, just wondering, how many meetings has Charlie missed?
There was an email to that subject. We'll have an offline discussion about that. This will be third, so.
Okay.
All right, so as soon as Dana or Rex get on, we'll be good to go. And
this is Rex, Glenn. I'm on. Thank you.
Hey, Rex. Welcome. How are you holding up down there?
Good. Just finishing up remodel on the house, so I'm about 8 hours away from that. So when this meeting's over, I will be able to finish my number one task on my to-do list.
All right. Wow. That's a milestone moment.
This is Dana dialed in.
All right. Hey, Dana. Welcome. All right. So I think the only person we're officially missing would be Interim Director Klinkhart. And then we will be off to the races and we'll power through this.
Good morning, Chairman. This is Clink.
Hey, Clink. All right. Welcome. All right. Well, with that, I'll call the meeting to order. We have online with the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, myself, Glenn Brady. We have Rex Leith, Vice Chair. We have Dana Walukowicz, industry member from Anchorage, and Sarah Erickson, public member from Soldotna, or Kenai, I guess. Is Soldotna or Kenai?
Well, Soldotna. It's supposed to be like Kenai, but I'm,
That area. So I think that's the at large, right? So, okay. We've got Carrie online, Joan Wilson, our Assistant Attorney General. Charlie Cross is unable to make today's meeting. He had emailed previously. I think that was the roll call. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion or modifications? Hearing none. Rex, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Agenda is approved. Are there any board governance items to address? This would be conflicts of interest or any other matters relating to the good of the order. All right. Hearing none, we will move on from that. Public testimony, given the very brief nature of this meeting, against my desire, I'm going to limit public testimony just because this meeting is directly relating to business licensing issues. We're not dealing with regulatory matters or any other emergency regulation concerns. Any folks that may be online that have issues, we certainly do want to hear from you, but in this format for today's meeting, if you could either direct your comments to the alcohol mailbox, for which the email is located on the AMCO website. We do want to hear from you, and we're not trying to squelch any public comment or feedback, but we're just trying to keep this one very streamlined today, so I appreciate your patience. First, tab one, for board consideration, we have a beverage dispensary transfer with deep transfer of location, ownership, and DBA name change. And this is license 772 AK Grizzly Bar. And Clink, since I have, I'm still without a laptop. I'm doing this from paper. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks. I'll kind of tee them up if there's anything that requires special consideration. I have looked through the packet. I just can't do it concurrently. So,
no worries. I will. I'll do my best here, sir.
Thank you, sir.
AK Grizzly Bar transfer ownership location, and essentially the background is that this is being transferred to an outdoor area with multiple food vendors operating. It's surrounded by on three sides by a 4-foot high perimeter and fence and boundary. It is a somewhat unique premises situation, and we wanted you guys to review it. However, there was a similar license premises adopted in July of 2019. There are attached AB2 and AB01 for a license premises transfer. The teams have gone through this several times, and I do have to also add that I thought that they had one of the better security plans I've seen presented, and at this point, everything looks good from our side, but it's always good to have the board take a look at it. That's it. At this point, I'll take any questions.
Okay. Thank
Director,
you.
This is Joan Wilson and Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
This item had been postponed from the last meeting because there had been a protest, but I understand from Grizzly Bar's counsel, who should be online, Cindy Franklin, that protest has been withdrawn.
Okay, thank you. Do we have anybody online to speak to this license 772 AK Grizzly Bar transfer?
Yes, Mr. Chair. My name is Vance Sanders. I'm with the Juneau law firm of Sanders, Polson, and Wolford, and I represent Alaska Grizzly Bar. And was it Wilson, the Assistant Attorney General, who just spoke?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson's absolutely correct that objection has been withdrawn. And from our perspective, we're ready to move forward with the transfer as submitted by my client. And I'm happy to answer any questions about that withdrawal or any other aspect of the application.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Cindy Franklin. I represent NYT in this transfer. And I'm also on the line for any questions in agreement with the other attorneys who.
Okay, great. Anytime we can get everybody to agree, we feel like we're doing well. So at least you guys are doing well. So. Glad to hear that. Any questions from the board? All right. And any other comments for affected parties on them? All right. Hearing none, what's the will of the board? I'll entertain a motion for approval of transfer with, let's see, do we need delegation for this, Clink, or are you good as is?
I think we are good, but you never know. I mean, I'm kind of looking. We've got the approvals from Department of Labor and Revenue, and I think the background is complete. But just in case, if you wouldn't mind, let's do it, delegation, and we'll make sure
okay.
that everything gets taken care of.
Perfect. All right. So I'll entertain a motion to approve transfer of ownership, location, and DBA name change with delegation.
So moved.
All right. Do you have a second?
This is Rex.
I'll second. This is Sarah. Okay.
I think Rex beat you to it. All right. Any further discussion? This is license 772 AK Grizzly Bar. All All right, hearing none. Sarah, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Rex?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. All right, transfer with delegation approved. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Next, tab two. This is a new tourism license application for 5917 Residence Inn by Marriott Anchorage Midtown. And this is a new license application. Local governing body approval from MOA is pending, and background investigations are pending. So, Clink, if you want to give us any background that we may need, please.
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. Now, this is an application for a new beverage dispensary tourism license in the municipality of Anchorage. The applicant offers 148 rental rooms, all with kitchen facilities, and they do offer a late food menu list of items Mondays through Wednesdays. Attached with this application was their tourism statement, an EBO 00, 02, and 03. Over.
All right. Thank you. Do we have anybody online to speak to this application? Okay, hearing none, what's the will of the board? That would entertain a motion to approve with delegation.
So moved.
Okay, you have a second. All right. Anyone want to second the motion?
This is right.
I'll second it.
Okay, cool, all right. Got to get more coffee into us all. So, all right, I have a motion and a second for approval with delegation. Any further discussion or questions? All right, hearing none. Sarah, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right, Dana?
Yes.
Rex?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Next, tab three. These are public convenience licenses. We have a new license application for license 5904, the Broken Oar, in Homer, a new REPL public convenience. Clink, if you could just give us the 10,000 foot.
Yes, sir. This is a restaurant eating place public convenience request for the folks there in the Broken Oar, which is located in Homer, Alaska, on the Homer Spit, and their AB 12 petition is attached. And I believe this was also primarily a outside facility. It's been reviewed by the staff, and if there's any questions, I'll be happy to take them now. Over.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody online to speak to this? License 5904, the Broken Oar in Homer. Okay, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion to approve with delegation since there are pieces still pending.
So moved.
Okay, do I have a second?
Mr. Rex, I'll second.
Okay, thanks. Any further questions or discussion regarding this new public convenience application? Okay, hearing none. Sarah, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Rex?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Motion carries. Thank you. Next item, tab four, license 5910 Homer Spit Oyster Bar on Freight Dock Road in Homer. This is another REPL public convenience new license application. It looks like local governing body is pending. Everything else is approved. Do we have anybody online to speak to this? Hearing none, Clink, if you could just give us the super brief overview, please.
sir. Yeah, this is for the Homer Spit Oyster Bar located on Freight Dock Road in Homer. Appears that we're still pending the city of Homer as a borough, although there is an email attached that doesn't seem to have any issues at this point. DEC has approved state fire marshal background. It is, if you have the attachment, is a, although an inside bar, it also has a very large, they've been planning for outside service as well on the AVO2 diagram.
Over. Okay. Thank you. All right. I would entertain a motion to approve with delegation.
So moved.
You have a second?
This is Rex. I'll second.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion or questions regarding license 5910 Homer Spit Waster Bar REPL Public Convenience? All right. Hearing none. Sarah, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Rex?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Next before us, we have tab 5, which is the delegated consent agenda for new and transfer applications. And this one I did print, and I will read them all in a group. And actually, is there any one that any folks would like to pull out of the group? Okay, hearing none, I'm just going to read through them, and then we can discuss them as a package and then take action accordingly.
To the chair, I'm sorry, before you begin, this is Carrie. I just wanted to point out there were a few errors in here. There were two new restaurant eating place licenses on here that say that they were pending a response from the city of Soldotna. They are not actually located within the city limits. They're just within the Kenai Peninsula borough. So I just wanted to put that on record.
Oh, okay. Do you want to identify which sub-items? I guess that's the lettered and the license numbers, and I'll just scribble them for the record.
Certainly. So it's subsection L and Q, license numbers 5906 and 5919.
Okay, so those are not city, but borough approval pending.
That is correct.
Hey, was this Carrie? Is that Carrie talking? This is Sarah.
That's Carrie, yep, sorry.
Carrie, did you get any other correspondence from this person? She also told me she had all the DEC stuff as well. So has there been any communication from her? I guess there was. I actually know this girl, so she was surprised that there was anything waiting. She said she had everything.
Let's see. Are you?
Because she has the DEC thing at her shop, Small Town Coffee Roasters.
Okay, so that one. Let's see.
So Sarah, what happens a lot of times while Carrie's looking that up is the packets get made and stuff comes in, just a timing issue. So since we're taking this up as approval with delegation. Even like immediately after this meeting, if they go back and find that things are in place or the approvals have come in, or maybe they're already there, that it would, Interim Director Klinkhart, it would be an immediate approval, or, you know, they would take action on it right away. So.
Through the chair, this is Carrie. To Sarah, yes, it does look like my examiner did tell me that the DEC approval did come back after the agenda was finalized.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. All right. So I'll hit those modifications as we come to them, just for the record, but I'll start with the list. This is license. So this, again, delegated consent agenda for new and transfer applications. Starting with A188 Bullwinkle's Pizza, REPL in Juneau. Transfer of controlling interest. Next, item 469, the liquor store, package store license in Anchorage, transfer of ownership. license 1690 Bullwinkle's Pizza in Juneau, an REPL, transfer of controlling interest. License 3213 No DBA, which is a BDL in Ketchikan, transfer of ownership and location. Next is 4057 No DBA, a package store license in Ketchikan, transfer of ownership and location. License 4109 Burrito King, a beverage dispensary in Anchorage with a transfer of ownership, location, and DBA name change. Next, item G, license 4153 Seward Salmon Bake, in an REPL in Seward. This is a transfer of ownership. License 4225 Coldfoot Camp, a beverage dispensary license up north on the Dalton Highway, transfer of ownership. Next item I, license 4476 Grandview Cafe and RV Campground, an REPL in Sutton. This is a transfer of ownership and location. Next, license 5897 Pomodoro Greek and Italian Restaurant, an REPL in Eagle River. This is a new license application. Next, license 5900 Jersey Subs, an REPL in Kenai. This is a new license application. Next, license L is a 5906 Nico Garden. This is an REPL in Soldotna. As noted, this is outside of the city limits of Soldotna, so the city of Soldotna approval is not required. Item M, 5908 Beard Brothers Meadery, in winery license in Fairbanks. This is a new license application. Next item, license 5909 Sweet Gale Wines, a new winery license application in Homer. Item O, license 5911 Mandala Restaurant, an REPL in Anchorage. This is a new license application. Next item, 5916 Old Bear Honey, a new winery license application in Glacier View on the Glen Highway. And then finally, item Q, license 5919 Small Town Coffee Roasters in Soldotna. As noted, not inside the Soldotna city limits, so only waiting KPB approval. Well, then, entertain a motion to approve with delegation.
So moved.
All right, do I have a second?
This is Rex, I'll second.
All right, any further discussion? All right, hearing none. Sarah, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Rex?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Motion carries. Thank you. So with that, let me double check the last page. So we have a final item, tab six, before we set our next meeting. In adjournment, this is a consent agenda for new and transfer applications. License 5913 Harbor Mountain Brewing Company, a new brewery license application in Sitka. Temporary approval has been issued, so I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
All right, second.
This is Rex, I'll second.
Okay. Any further questions or discussion? All right, hearing none. Sarah, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right, Dana?
Yes.
Rex? And I vote yes as well. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Next ABC meeting. I think correct. For some reason, I had 17th in my head, but 18th, that is correct.
Mr. Chair, that's for the, we have so many meetings. that's for the regular quarterly meeting, but I did want to remind everybody that we do have a emergency meeting having to do with the emergency regs on July 16th, which is a Wednesday. I believe it's at 9 a.m. I don't expect that to be a very long one either, but I did want to take a minute and just say thank you to everybody on the board for taking the last 22 minutes to do this today. You'll notice there was a lot of folks that are new businesses, new applications, people still wanting to get into business. And I thank you for that, as well as thank the staff for putting all this together in a way that we were able to get 22 minutes into this. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. Over.
Yeah, appreciate that. And knowing that it took staff a lot longer than 22 minutes to pull this together. So appreciate all of the licensees' patience as well. We're really trying to be responsive, in, especially in light of the challenges we're all facing. So thanks for everybody's hard work and my fellow board members and staff. So we'll get through this. So next emergency meeting, July 16th, and this, as you recall, is for a single item to relating to the timing of the emergency regulations and the expiration. And our next regular board meeting is August 18th. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if there's no other business that anybody would like to bring forward.
Yeah, this is Sarah. I was just wondering, on the 18th, are we still, when are we going to be meeting in person again, or is that just off the table for?
Interim Director Klinkhart and I were discussing that, and that one's something that we will take a look at that in time for setting travel and giving everybody as absolutely much notice as possible. But based upon what I'm seeing right now, I'm thinking that the next meeting will probably be telephonic, unfortunately, also. Given
Mr. Chair,
things are kind of unfolding. Go ahead, John.
I don't recall if you shared or saw the email that the governor did approve the suspension of the judicial district requirements through the emergency November 15th. I'm sorry, I don't know if you had said that.
Oh, I did see that. Thank you for that reminder. So as you all may recall, we are required by statute to meet in each of the four judicial districts once a year. And that requirement was waived by emergency regulation. So we're legally compliant. And certainly it's more efficient to meet in public, and it's good to get out into the communities. That's why that statute exists, is to get us out into the state to be more connected to our constituents and the folks we're representing, and see the communities and get out to where people are. But in light of the COVID considerations, that's why we're kind of pulling back and trying to take a safer approach. So until we can determine that we're not going to endanger public health in the interest of public health, we're going to take a more conservative approach. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing all your bright faces at some point soon, but not going to be, it's probably not going to be in August. So, but we'll let you know as absolutely soon as we can, just for planning purposes. So thanks for your patience with that. Any other matters anybody would like to bring up, or questions, concerns, comments? All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Rex. So moved.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Anybody object? We're going to take that unanimously. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for everybody's hard work, and we'll talk to you on July 16th at 0900.
All right, thanks.